I'm Anthony Pastore, and this is UBS On Air. Robocalls. We've all experienced that moment when you're eating dinner or in a meeting at work and the phone starts ringing. It's a number that you don't recognize or a number that looks very similarly to your own, but not quite the same. Those robocalls are certainly annoying, but importantly could be a real threat if you are not careful. So, what kinds of calls are out there? What do you do if you get a robocall? And what should you be aware of? My guest, Ellen Seagriff, Head of Privacy, Cyber, and Information Security for UBS Global Wealth Management, will answer those questions for us today. Ellen, thank you very much for being here. It's great to see you.
Hi, Anthony. Glad to be here.
So, Ellen, I don't think it comes as much of a surprise that many of our listeners are probably familiar enough with a robocall. We all get them. But what can you tell us about these so-called robocalls that maybe we don't already know?
The Federal Trade Commission, which oversees the Federal Do Not Call Registry, said there were 3.7 million complaints about robocalls in 2018, more than double the 1.73 million complaints logged in 2014. Criminal organizations around the world frequently dial targeted United States phone numbers, hoping to reach their next financial scam victim.
So, Ellen, what kind of scams then are we seeing? I mean, I myself get them, and they range from these bogus IRS calls to someone from a bank speaking a foreign language. What else is out there?
So these criminal calls come in a variety of forms. They may pose as a trusted bank, as you said, or a credit card company, or worse, a grandchild or a relative or government official. For example, one popular scam came from a caller claiming to be from the IRS. The agent explains you're past due on taxes, and then you get a threatening, horrible fine or penalty if you don't make the payment right away. The IRS doesn't act like that, even for people that do own large, sizable back taxes. According to Consumer Affairs, other top robocall scams in 2018 included health insurance scams, where the caller would say they're trying to help you get health insurance, and in reality, they just want to get the information you use to pay for your health insurance. Another popular scam targets business owners. The caller will claim or threaten that the business will be removed from search results unless they pay for search engine optimization services. Of course, they don't provide those services. They just charge for them.
Right, right. So what else should we be aware of, Ellen? Clearly, there's a need to talk about this today.
Absolutely. Just recently, the Social Security Administration has reported a nationwide telephone impersonation scheme. This involves fraudulent phone calls from people falsely claiming to be a Social Security employee. They will threaten, promise a Social Security benefit approval or increase in exchange for information. Again, this is not how the Social Security Administration operates.
Right. And I think that's a really important thing you mentioned. The IRS does not act like that. The Social Security Administration doesn't act like that. I know it initially scares people when they get that call, but just to remember what you said, that won't happen. They won't make a call to you, right? That, I guess, begs the next question, Ellen. What, if anything, should we do when we get these robocalls?
Sure. If your phone rings and you don't personally know who's on the other side, you should always respond with caution. Or better yet, just hang up. While many businesses, including your bank, may call you for a variety of reasons, not every call may be what it seems. Never give out personal or login information over the phone. And never agree to send money transfers or prepaid card to someone you don't know. Always remember, legitimate companies do not ask for these type of payments. When your bank calls, they already have your account and personal contact information, and there's no reason for a company you already work for to ask for account numbers, login IDs, or passwords. If there's any issue with your account or at any business, you can always call the business directly on a published customer service number. That way, you're guaranteed to know you're speaking with someone you can trust. You should have those finance-related phone numbers handy, or go to the back of your statements that you receive. Phone numbers will always be there.
Great. Thank you, Ellen. Any final words, anything we should leave our audience with today?
Well, as with any scam, the bad guys are expecting you to panic and give up your information. So the best thing to do is take a breath, don't react, and just remember the tips we just spoke about.
Terrific. Nobody better to do it than you, Ellen. Thanks very much. I know we've been in a long series of other cyber-related calls with you, Ellen, and podcasts. So it's great that you give all this great information to our clients who need to know how to protect themselves from, like you always say, the bad actors that are out there.
Great. Absolutely. And look forward to doing this again.
Me too. Ellen Seagriff, thank you very much. Good to speak with you.